Thank you for tuning in to Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage, where a salvation experience makes you a member. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. For more information about Heritage Church of God, contact our church office at 419-861-9520 or visit us at our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to a message inspired by God.
I saw a woman in commencement at Anderson this year, this last May, and I hadn't seen her for years and years and years. And her name was Diana Swoop. Does any of them know, any of you ever hear her speak? She was a tremendous speaker way back in the very beginning. And we were way back in the very beginning, her and I. And one of the things she said, she could not believe when God called her to preach, and we're here with all these preachers today, could not believe that God called her name. But she knew beyond a shadow of a doubt when her name was spoken that she had a message that was inside of her that would stir up, and it was from God. She was asked to speak at one of her first churches. It was a little larger than what she thought it would be, and it was of a different denomination that she had been grown up in, which was all right. She didn't care. When she walked in the door, they said two men met her here, and she said two men met her over here, and one man met her in the aisle. And that man said to her, "Are you preaching today?" And she said, "Yes, sir, I am." And he said, "Well, there is a big pulpit over here, but we want you to stand here at the little pulpit and give your sermon." Which she said, "I didn't care at all. I was so ready to preach. I had been on my knees. I didn't care what church I was in. All I knew is I had a story to tell." And it said she went in and she began like this. And I'm going to Psalms chapter 8. She said this to the congregation from the small little pulpit over here. "When I considered the heavens and the works of the fingers and the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?" Well, she got excited. Sometimes she even forgot to say hello and how excited she was in the pulpit. But she got so excited over what God had said. "When I considered, when I just thought about God, that you created the heavens and the earth, it was beyond me." She also said something like this. She said, when you ordained and when you established and when you spoke and God, when it happened, I can't hardly believe what I was reading. And then in verse 4 it said, "What is man?" That's me and you. "What is man that you would look down after creating all the heavens and all the earth and everything that goes on, you would look down and care about little us? Just little teeny me." And it said, "And that you would visit him." And she began to say, "God come to earth in order that he might save us." She had a message on the inside of her. Diana said, "I never had gotten so excited in such a little bit of time." And she said, "The little man that met me in the aisle stood up. He was sitting in the back of the church, and he did this little wave with his hand. And I said, 'Yes, sir.' And he said, 'Ma'am, maybe you better move up to the big pulpit.'" Now, I'm here to tell you we're nothing today. I am Jim's sister and Bob's. I've been there. Not much. They'd tell you the same about me. But with God on the inside of us, all those things, Bob, were true on the wall. Because God is on the inside of you. "When I consider," Psalms 8 said, "the creation of the universe, When I consider and I look out the window and I see the trees and there can be fruit on the trees, when I look into the heavens and I see the clouds and I see the stars and I see the moon, I can't believe it. You tell me today that you don't believe there is a God that is bigger than you and I. The universe is a fantastic place. It's a special place to be. But then to think that he looked down and he saw us. He looked down and he saw me and he cared. He looked down at each one of these preachers and they'll tell you that they are nothing but a vessel used of God. You'd been used up a long time ago, preacher, if you give in to the flesh. Used up. You would quit. Do you know he's talked about quitting? Just talk. That's all it is. Just talk. You can't quit when God's on the inside of you. And this man, you said it right. I'll tell you, he's got a song, and his song was on the inside before it come to the outside. And he's genuine all the way through. All the way through. And why? Psalms 8 says, you considered, and you look down. Verse 9 says, O Lord my God, how excellent is your name. In the middle of everything that happened today, in the middle of it all, I want you to know, there's Jesus. There's Jesus. His name is powerful. 2 Corinthians says this. We'll go to chapter 4. Tell me the story of Jesus. I thought, that's all we've got. We've got a story on the inside of us that wants to come out. It's not about us. It's about him. Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. You'd say, how did one family get three preachers? I think God looked down and said, that's a mess. Let's straighten them up. And that one that's the hardest, we'll put him through the most. Because we're going to make them like me. And God said, if I can change that Fry family, I can get anybody. I believe that. Yeah, that's what it's all. It's not that we are so much. It's when we begin to get a hold and know that he is so much. Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious. The sweetest story that is true that I have ever heard. The treasure then is in an earthen vessel. Tammy, do you have that vase? I brought this because this is an earthen vessel, and we were out to Lake Tahoe, and this is really heavy. And I was kind of glad because God likes all kinds of preachers. All kinds of preachers. Jerry said that I couldn't bring this from Lake Tahoe because it would break. And I just bought it anyway. Once in a while, I just have that trouble of submitting. And I bought it, and I put it in my suitcase, and I wrapped it real good. And when we got home, now you can't see from there, but if I would pass this up and down, but we don't have time because I should have ended about 2 minutes ago. This right up here is all broke. When I got it home, it was broken in pieces. And then down here, if you would feel, this down here on the bottom had to be glued and taken care of too because it was all broken. Now, Jerry pieced it all back together just because he loves me. And it looks perfect, doesn't it? But I'm here to tell you in 2 Corinthians, it says this, chapter 4, but we have a treasure that is in an earthen vessel, that the excellency of power may be of God, not of ourselves. The treasure that we have on the inside of us as pastors is all the same. The treasure is the Lord Jesus Christ died for you, and he died for me. It was his plan. The earthen vessel is us. We break sometimes before we get home. We we right when we think things are going good, somebody knocks us over and we crack somewhere again and we have to be glued. Why would God take that beautiful, wonderful, marvelous message and put it in a clay pot? Because God said, I want to be in the middle of it all. I don't want the Fry family in the middle of it all. I want to be in the middle of it all. I want them to say Jesus after you walk out of the room. I want them to say Jesus after you sing that song. I want them to say Jesus after the party went over and the program was done. I want them to say Jesus. That's what he's saying. Verse 6 says, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. God took a light, and the darker it gets on the inside of you, and some of you have had some really, really dark places. I have an aunt that says to me, you don't know how I was, how I used to be. And Carol Ann, I've asked God to come into my heart and be my Savior. But I'm not like your mama. I didn't live like your mama lived. And she thinks my mama was perfect. And now that mom's went to heaven, I'm getting to think she was too. She said, I've just asked for God's grace to come into my heart and to live. Carol Ann, am I going to make heaven? Has the light shone on you sometime in your life? Do you know why it's called grace? Because none of us can earn it, not even a preacher setting up here. Do you know what it's like to not be good enough? And when you realize that you're not good enough, then maybe you can be an earthen vessel. Maybe you can be a clay pot that God will live on the inside of you. That's what he's saying today. Our job is to help shine the light onto the darkness, into the darkness, to praise God, to make sure we preach, and that we begin to mend broken people. Broken people, that's what it's all about. Oh, if you're not perfect, don't come to my church. All of us are broken there, we are. And it still shows. I mean, you can even see some of the things, you know, just still, they're just right there. They've been glued. But you see, we can't serve God unless we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we aren't good enough, because God makes us good enough in our brokenness. Romans chapter 10. Don't turn there because we don't have time. Romans chapter 10. The glorious gospel of the message. So what I wanted to say, I wanted to tell you today about, first of all, just the universe and how God made it. And surely there's a God bigger than you and I. I wanted to tell you that you're nothing but a clay pot, even if you're a preacher sitting up front today. I wanted to tell you that the treasure that is inside of you is the message of Jesus Christ. I want you to get that. I want you to never go beyond that. And in ending, I want to tell you the glorious gospel message, the simplicity of salvation. Eternity began to shake. Because sin had entered the world, God said in the garden, thou shalt not. And just like a little kid, when you say, don't go there, that's what they did. Just like a small child. And when the thou shalt not had been entered and sin entered into the world, as they walked in the garden that night and he would call Adam's name, one day they walked in the cool of the night and he called his name and he didn't answer. Because he was walking in sin. He couldn't look on the face of Jesus because sin had entered into the world like this. The earth and the heavens and the eternities began to shake. It began to shake with a plan of salvation for you and I, that heaven could still be our home if someone would be our sacrifice. Someone, not an animal. God said, I will send my only begotten, and when my only begotten lives and dies for them, that is our key to our heavens that's just around the corner for us. How much does God love us? The song said last Sunday, Tammy, he opened up his arms and he died for me. How much does he love you? He has opened up his arms and died for you. How easy is it to go to heaven and be where God would have us to be because he loves us so much. He said it's like giving a gift. You got gifts today. You going to leave them at the church or you going to take them home? You going to play with the box or you going to like the gift that is inside? This is what we do. Think about it, church. It's like walking through a door. Are you going to walk through it or are you going to stand over here and brag that you could, but you didn't? It's like taking a drink of water. And it's not that drink, you know, isn't good and we get excited. Some people, when they drink water, they go, and some just take a little bitty drink and they don't make a noise. And it's not how we drink the water, church. It's that we drink the water. And it's saying, Jesus is saying today, come. Come with his arms wide open. I always tell a story to close, and I chose you to be my star. Pastor Fry. When he was 4 or 5 years old, I know, Chase, you don't know this. He wouldn't tell you. He'll tell you about 10 years. He ran away from home. We lived on a farm. He had a wagon, a red wagon. He had got it for Christmas. We had a great big porch. True story. I'm not younger than him. I'm older than him. When Dad walked out on the porch, he had taken the wagon wheel off of his wagon. Maybe he probably didn't tell you this. And Dad was a little rough. Well, Jim don't know because he wasn't as rough with Jim. But Dad was a little rough with me and Eddie and Bob. And he said, what did you take that wagon, you remember? Come on, that wagon wheel off for? Brand new wagon he had got at Christmas. And Bob said intelligently, I wanted to see how it was put on. In the fall of the year, Bob got mad at Mom. I don't know why. And we lived on a farm and there was a lane. Jim, you can play something because this would go good right here. And there was a lane. And in that, Bob took his wagon, his Shep dog. You do remember that, don't you? His wagon, his Shep dog. And off he went down the lane. It had two curves on it, one around Dad's farm. Mom calls me, I'm in the house, and she said, I want you to go get Bob. I said, where is he? He was always lost. This is true. I want to show you how far he's come. She said, you go back and you tell him I want him to come home. Well, I didn't want to go, but I went. And so he had went around the first curve, and she said, now look, you can just see the top of his head going there. See where he's walking? I said, yeah. 4 or 5 years old. I went around the first curve and around the second curve, and it was starting to get dark. And I said, Bob, what are you doing? And he just stopped dead in his tracks. And he turned around, and I said, Mom wants you to come home. And boy, it didn't take very much. He started to walk my way, Shep dog right behind him, wagon bouncing on that old dusty road that he was on. And when he got to me, and I was 8 years old, he was 4, he took a hold of my hand, and I was mad at him, till he took a hold of my hand, and he looked up with tears in his eyes. And he said, Carol, have you ate supper yet? And I said, Mom told me to come get you. And my madness left, like it usually did. And we went in, and I thought Mom was going to let him have it. And she didn't say nothing. She said, supper's about ready. Go wash up. And we ate supper just like nothing had ever happened. But I remember before we went to sleep that night, she sat on the edge of your bed. I still to this day don't know what she said. But I know she gave wisdom that was beyond any of us. That's how easy it is, church, for you to come home. That's how easy it is to say, I want that gospel message on the inside of me. I want to go to heaven. I want that story to be real to me. Won't you stand as we sing? Just as easy for you to come home as it was for Bob to go home that day.
You've been listening to Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. For more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, please contact our church office at 419-861-9520 or visit us on our website, heritagechurchofgod.org. This has been a production of Heritage Outreach Ministries.